Now, tomorrow, Friday, 17th of May, is Pink Shoot Day. If you have forgotten that it's Pink Shoot Day tomorrow, okay, te pai, we've got a kōrero for you, and we're celebrating this kaupapa right across Aotearoa. And to talk more with us about it, ko te tino maruihi ara, ko Ashley Nathan. Tēnā koe e hoa, nau mai hoki mai.
Tēnā koe e hoa, tēnā koe, pai te kōrero atu ki a koe, me te motu whānui. Always a pleasure, moe awa, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe e hoa. I mua i tēnei, i mātaki koe i ngā kapahaka, i te kapahaka i te weekend-e?
Oh, me te miharo hoki e hoa, like, honestly, unreal, eh?
Yes.
and how crazy was it that it was a three-way tie at the top as well? Like, it's just super exciting. It's super exciting to be a Māori at the moment in this day and age, and just to, you know, for kapa and our culture to be represented at such a, you know, prestigious and just a high level, I'm really proud at the moment, eh?
Ai, tika tau e hoa. I was going to say, hey, controversial, but tell us, just give us the truth, who was your favourite? But I don't know, can you do it?
Man, I mean, like, well, sort of, I mean, I've got a soft spot for Manutaki. Obviously, they went to top three, but, you know, I've got a lot of hoa and a lot of mates from out in Tukutoi out and Glenelis out here. So I like Manutaki. I'm happy and proud that they made it through to Matatini. But I think, you know, again, oh, man, I think the comeback from Wakahuia,
yes,
solid.
Kia ora. Amazing. Kia ora, tautoko marikau I tēnā kōrero. I've been waiting for someone to say that, so thank you, me and you on the same page. Kia ora. But again, of course, we want to be humble and say, no, yeah, all the groups were lovely, and that's true. Wakahuia etu. So tomorrow, Pink Shoot Day, massive day, and of course, throughout Aotearoa, we've celebrated this over a couple years. Celebrated the kaupapa that is to eliminate bullying, and celebrating diversity and promoting kindness and inclusion. That's the kaupapa. Nā reira, Ihua, talk to us about Pink Shoot Day and what we can expect tomorrow, what people need to know.
Yeah, I mean, you pretty much summed it up in what you sort of just said right there. Mm. But ultimately, you know, Pink Shirt Day is a kaupapa that we're trying to, you know, eliminate bullying here in Aotearoa. One in five people experience workplace bullying. I think 32% of tamariki have experienced bullying at kura. So, you know, it's still kind of around. It's still kind of happening. And for us, it's really important that we acknowledge that, but we also look to tackle that and, as you said, sort of wipe out bullying here in Aotearoa. Something that we really want to sort of push this year is not being a bystander, but being an upstander. And that sort of looks like, you know, often, or maybe in your life, you might have seen bullying happen in your workplace or in your school, but, you know, you turn a blind eye, you don't really say anything, and that's you being a bystander in that bullying. As opposed to being an upstander where you tautoko, where you know, asking a tia te hunga, you know, who are getting bullied, you know. So we really want to promote that as you being an upstander in the fight against bullying, I guess. But overall, we're raising funds as well. You can hoko na ngā tihate ki ngā toa Cotton On. So we've got some Pink Shirt Day t-shirts available at Cotton On, which you can still go buy. And that money sort of helps us to create resources and give them out to our schools, our workplaces, and our, you know, our healthcare providers, and just, you know, really promote this kaupapa of eliminating bullying.
Tēnā koe e hoa. Now, I remember good old mate Mohi, Christina Luka, all of these people and many, many other people who have played a part and the Mental Health Foundation and all those that have played a part in making sure Pink Shirt Day pops off. But on the Māori side of things, we saw those people push cool kaupapa and really try to integrate te reo Māori, whakaaro Māori, in promotion and, of course, the kaupapa itself. Now, I see that Pink Shirt Day gets a lot of popularity and interest from mainstream kura or workplaces. Does it have the same, do you have the same interaction from kura kaupapa or even Māori workspaces?
Yeah, I think, well, in my sort of, you know, and shout outs to Emihi ana ki aku hoa, you know, Hoa Pumo, Christina and Mohi and everyone else who's worked at the Mental Health Foundation with this kaupapa. I'm still a young buck, but, you know, in terms of my understanding of the kaupapa, it definitely did start in that Auraki, you know, that Auraki vibe, but I feel like Kura and Kura Kaupapa and, you know, Māori organisations are starting to, you know, sort of buy in, and this is off the back of the mighty of, you know, those that have gone before me in terms of Pere Wihungi doing his waiata on TikTok, and then we've done a lot of social campaigns around actually, you know, instead of just making this a mainstream campaign, how do we utilise, you know, these resources, how do we utilise this kaupapa to also, you know, speak to our Māori whānau? So I think that it's starting to change. We've got a lot of kura. We got a kura from up north, which one of our managers is involved with. They, you know, we sent them up some Pink Shirt Day t-shirts, and they're going to do some content for us tomorrow. So, you know, like we're really trying, and we hope that it can sort of, you know, only get bigger and better and more involvement from our whānau Māori.
Tēnā koe. Yeah, because I did with the engagement that yous have done, I did wonder with that what that might have looked like over the past couple of years. But, you know, thinking about Pink Shirt Day, I know that it's a beautiful kaupapa, and have we seen that the behaviours in workspaces and in kura, have they changed? Have we seen any patterns that have shifted since Pink Shirt Day came through?
Yeah, well, Pink Shirt Day happened in 2012, so I wanna hope, and I wanna say I hope that things have changed here in Aotearoa. You know, but I guess for me, I can't speak to what, you know, has or hasn't happened, sure. But I mean, just by the uptake and sort of if we go by sales of t-shirts and numbers of people engaging with our content, you know, as tomorrow's the big day, and we always get, you know, hundreds of tags and hundreds of sort of social media engagements where you know talent on radio, and you know it's really you know, it's on TV, there's already been, so I mean if you look at that, I'd like to say that people are sort of on the waka. You know, they're on board. They're supporting the kaupapa, and I mean, you know, it's still going strong to this day. It's one of our biggest campaigns, biggest kaupapa at the Mental Health Foundation. So if that's anything to go by, I think the uptake is strong. Mm.
Tēnā koe. Before I let you go, Ewha, what are some ways people can engage? It's obviously tomorrow, so some people are like, it's too late, but it might not be. So talk to us about what people can do.
Yep, so it is tomorrow, but, you know, I reckon just social media activity is probably where you could engage the most, at Pink Shirt Day NZ. You'll see just, it's really fantastic. There's just so much activity, and there's organisations and kura around the motu that are just getting on board with the Pink Shirt Day. And, I mean, it's quite cool to see, like, pink for some reason. There's something about Mawhero, it just kind of brings down those walls a little bit, you know. It's giving aroha. That's what it's giving. So jump on board, chuck a post up, and you can still sort of go and buy t-shirts at Koranon and support the kaupapa. We've got little badges and all kinds of little gadgets there as well, not just t-shirts. So that would sort of be my suggestions if you wanted to support the kaupapa. But yeah, ultimately, hey, hei aha tērā, hei aha te tautoko āpūtea nei, just, you know, kaua e whakaweti weti, don't bully, you know, spread the messages, spread the good vibes, and I'm sure, you know, all of us making those small changes within our lives, being upstanders, will ultimately come to more hua for all of us.
Pink is giving aroha, I'll take it. I love it. That's a tag, that's a phrase right there. I love it. Tēnā koe, Ashley. Thank you so much for joining us here on Radio Wātea's Drive Show. And again, congratulations on putting together this, again, another awesome kaupapa, which is tomorrow. And I know you're going to be at it after tomorrow. But thank you again for sharing, again, this kaupapa about Pink Shirt Day. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe. Hoa mihi atu ana.
Ashley Nathan there talking about Pink Shirt Day, which kicks off tomorrow. But of course, there are things that you can do today. And of course, after that, I know that Pink Shirts, the ones that they sell, they've already got like 30,000 of those t-shirts sold. That's unreal. And it's cool because when you think about what that looks like, and that's not even including what we're going to look like, look at tomorrow, people with their own shirts. I saw my brother leaving home today with a pink shirt, and then that's just what they're wearing today in their closets, and then people are going to go out to Cotton On and buy some t-shirts. So it's going to be packed with pink shirts tomorrow. So if you're wondering what on earth is going on, koina te take, Pink Shirt Day, anti-bullying whanau, kaue pena, ain't about it. But beautiful kaupapa.